AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The FBI is looking into whether a flying object struck the windshield of an Amtrak train just before it derailed this week, killing 8 people, injuring 200. A regional train and another Amtrak train were both hit by objects around the same time in the same area and had window damage. Meanwhile, friends, relatives, and teachers gathered for the funeral of one of the derailment victims.
The community said goodbye to Justin Zemser at a Long Island funeral chapel. Andrew Wettstein, Zemser's high school biology teacher, says the 20-year-old Naval Academy midshipman was the most amazing student he's had in 16 years of teaching.
He just lit up the room. He made everyone around him better. There's a crew of about 10 young men who would not be in college and not be doing chasing their goals without him pushing them.
Zemser, a high school valedictorian, football captain, and student body president, was one of 8 passengers killed in Tuesday's crash. Warren Levinson, New York.
The military is in mourning after the wreckage of a missing Marine Corps helicopter was found in Nepal.
The Huey crashed in a dense forest with 6 Marines and 2 Nepalese soldiers aboard.
Because of the nature of the wreckage, it is unlikely that there are any survivors.
Marine Lieutenant General John Whistler, who commands the task force helping deliver earthquake relief supplies in Nepal, says the military cannot yet confirm why the chopper crashed. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Nepal's army now says the bodies of all 8 people on board that Marine helicopter have been recovered. The mother of 2 sons who each lost a leg in the Boston Marathon reacts to the death sentence a jury decided on for Johar Tsarnaev. Liz Norden says the jurors did the right thing.
I have to watch my 2 sons put a leg on every day, so I mean, I don't know, closure, but I can tell you it feels like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders, so I think there is some form of a good feeling.
The NFL reportedly plans to change guidelines regarding the way footballs are handled before games. This is AP Radio News. Bluebell Creameries is laying off more than a third of its workforce after Listeria was linked to its ice cream.
Bluebell's president and CEO says the decision to lay off nearly 1,500 workers was one of the most difficult decisions he's had to make, calling the employees part of the family. But he says the company has an obligation to do what's necessary to bring Bluebell back and get its plants cleaned up before it can resume ice cream production.
AAP's Jackie Quinn. 38 Cuban migrants are on board a Coast Guard vessel in the Florida Straits. Coast Guard spokesman Michael Mullen says they're waiting for permission from the Cuban government to return home.
The migrants are currently being held on a Coast Guard cutter in waters beyond any country's jurisdiction, and we are in touch with the Cuban government to resolve the case.
The group had tourist visas to the Caribbean island nation of St. Lucia when they were intercepted at sea by the Coast Guard. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, July 2024 to June 2025.